Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose.
Hello and welcome to a reflection. As you can tell, I have a cold. I rarely get colds, but I guess isolation over a year is not giving the immune system much to work with. It is passing through quickly, but as you can hear, I have the voice and the symptoms, but it does mean I can go incredibly low. Yeah, colds, they always hit me. I tinker with my emotions and my mindset, and I get a lot of head trash. But interested to know if anyone else gets the same thing as I do. Do let me know. And there's a story in there somewhere, isn't there, about why we let these things affect us. But it does. Anyway, in last week's reflection, I was talking about the stories of how things should be. And within that story, there will be things that we believe in. The one thing that runs our life. You see, the story that runs our life will have aspects to it. And the stories are constructed around things that are important to us. The things that matter. So while in my cold-inspired funk, I thought I would just try and list my core story. What was the narrative that's most important to me at the moment? And it led me to considering these, what matters and what doesn't matter. And it's this balance between what comes first, the story, or the things that matter. So while journaling this out, I thought I would write out the matters list. And at the top of that matters list, what matters to me list, are going to be my relationships, my wife, my son. The next one for me was health. I am fanatical about my health. It matters to me that I stay healthy. And I do a lot to make sure I keep that going.
But it didn't stop me catching a cold, did it?
But while I was also considering this, I realized there were probably lots of things that I'm actually not currently aware of. Things that I would only miss them if I were lost or gone. You know, I'm working on the list, and there are lots of things on that list that are things that I would miss. Obvious things like coffee, chocolate, cake, tomatoes with basil and olive oil and some black pepper and a bit of mozzarella maybe. But that's, you know, my ability to cook. That's my food thing. Then it's my understanding of technology. I had this thing this week where I helped a friend out over the phone who'd lost their smart TV wasn't working. I have these things that matter to me, the things that I can do. And looking at my list, there are things that are not physical things. They're ideas. Now, from what I've been reading over the last few months, it's our ability to share ideas and form agreements around them that started Homo sapiens into forming the first societies. So you can tell this idea of ideas and ideas that matter are fundamental to the capacity to being human. I am passionate about ideas. The ideas that matter to me are things like the capacity of the human spirit, the capacity for humanity to change our thinking, to learn from our past and be better than we were yesterday. So this podcast matters to me. And the fact that you listen to this podcast and get something out of it, that matters to me. I'm also passionate about humanity's responsibility to the world in which we live and about solving the climate change crisis. I'm equally passionate about injustice. I'm fascinated about technology, particularly if it could support the climate change process. I love the idea of restorative agriculture and farming. See, the list is growing, but what I've noticed, it also gives me an opportunity to look at that list and see how much attention I give to things, to the things that actually matter. You know, if they genuinely matter to me, what am I doing about them? How am I honoring them? How am I choosing to make them important? Or am I not making them important? It's easy to say something's important to you, but then neglect it and not do something about it. my primary relationships are easy. But what about the other stuff? There were some things in my list that I have been neglected. It's been difficult to connect with real people and make new connections over the last 18 months, sign of the times. And it's a note that I need to do something about that. But the real point is, what I'm saying here is look at the list and grade it with a system that lets you prioritize it. Are you focusing your energy and efforts on the top priorities in your life? Are you happy with the balance? I urge you to make the list and see what matters to you. It would be about looking at what's working and what things you are neglecting. There was a side benefit, actually, to making this list. I've often spoken about gratitude on this podcast, and I've had many guests extol the importance of feeling and expressing gratitude for the things that they have or the things that they want. The point is, gratitude, when we express gratitude for things, it helps us appreciate them and see the color and quality of our life. And it's the expression of gratitude that is one of the key roots. It is such an amazing tool to rediscover happiness. You know, if you're ever unhappy with your life in any way, do a gratitude process and you will see how blessed you are. What I've noticed in creating this list is it helped me focus on what I'm grateful for in my life. And I've already mentioned it several times now. I'm going to mention it again. I have enormous gratitude for the relationship with my son. He was a blessing that was brought so much grace into my life. And his arrival was the trigger point to so much change. And his leaving has done the same. Isn't that amazing for me? So do try this experiment for yourself. I found it very enriching. And I did find some gaps. And you will find some gaps. And that is really the purpose. Because with knowledge, we have the opportunity to make change. I know some of these changes will take time to implement, but that is the journey. That is the quest that we're on to find the route through. That's why you're doing this stuff. I would love to hear your comments on it and how you're getting on, because I think it is another one of those wonderful exercises that just opens the doors to all sorts of things. So one of my big things, said he's slurping from a drink of water with his coldy voice. One of my big things is climate change and how we treat this amazing world that we live on. Today is the 31st of October, and it's the first day of the COP26 conference. This is the International Climate Change Conference and a pivotal point in history for humanity. We all know what climate change is, and the majority of us agree that we have been instrumental in the process. Over the next 2 weeks, 192 countries are coming together, meeting in Glasgow to agree on how we will globally reduce our emissions. What an opportunity. There's a lot of hope and optimism on this, because the alternative is a world with a very diminished future. Now, I want to contribute to this conversation in some way. And the one thing that has been missing from my perspective is a positive narrative, a story of a positive post-carbon future. When I think of all of the films and TV programs that show anything about the future, it always looks like an extension of now with more stuff, just more of the same. Or it's dystopian with a degraded environment and degraded world with an elite and an underclass. Where are the real stories? Where are the people leading us to a new future? That will be my role over the next few weeks. Finding people who are making a difference and giving them a platform. So this will be additional shows over the next few weeks, maybe even some live streams. This is important to me. It's about supporting the future and making the difference where I can. So that's it from me this week. If you would like to know more about Life, Passion and Business, do check out the website lifepassionandbusiness.com. There are loads of resources there for you underneath the resources tab. And that's it. Thank you so much for being part of this. If you've enjoyed this podcast, if you enjoy any podcast, you know, just like, you know, support your content creators with likes, shares and reviews, because it's those sort of things that really feed this ecosystem and they help people find new podcasts. That's how the system works. So if you can actually support us in any way possible, that is what you can do. Anyway, that's it for me for this week. Thank you so much for your time and attention, because genuinely, it is a joy to do this. And it's also a joy to have you on the journey with me. So thank you so much for being here. I'll catch you later. All the best.